It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
According to insiders, Hugh Hefner dumped a casket full of his private sex tapes into the sea before he passed away. The founder of Playboy destroyed the collection to keep his most famous and secret conquests a secret.
Oh, those poor fish.
He gathered up his entire hidden collection of tapes, X-rated photos, and even intimate notes from superstars. He put them all in a specially made casket lined with cement and had his aides dump them in the sea. A source says Hugh was terrified of the world finding out everything about his past. He had kept a treasure chest of memories of his life with all these beautiful women dating back to the 50s and to the mid-1990s. There was a batch of tapes which were filmed during the, pancake flipping parties that he enjoyed in the 70s. Some famous male movie stars were also in those videos, and if that would have come out, it would have been a huge scandal, because I guess those people don't want people to know that they went to Hugh Hefner's parties.
Well, I don't think it's a big deal if you go to the party. Now, if you're actually in the video making some pancakes.
Well, right. It's, you know, a big orgy, essentially, is what those parties were. Lady Gaga outed herself as a secret gamer on Twitter over Thanksgiving after spending almost the entire holiday playing Bayonetta. I don't know this game. In a series of tweets, she revealed that she had become engrossed in the game and stayed up past 4 in the morning. By Friday night, she was still at it reluctantly, but managed to tear herself away to sleep before getting straight back into it the following morning. She's been hooked on the game since the beginning of the month. Have you ever heard of Bayonetta?
If you're saying it right, I'm not sure. I've never played that before. I play games online, but I usually play like Call of Duty or Madden or NHL. So I don't know. I've not heard that game. If you could tweet us, I guarantee somebody listening right now knows what it is. Can you explain what it's about at Joe and Alex Show?
Actor and comedian Kevin Hart and his wife Aniko are being blasted online after hosting a Cowboys and Indians party for their son's first birthday. The Harts are getting slammed for being culturally inappropriate and offensive. During their kid's birthday bash, attendees wore either cowboy gear or Native American-inspired clothing. Aniko captioned a picture from the party. Zoe's Cowboys and Indians party was nothing but amazing. Thanks to everyone for coming. We love you guys. But many of Kevin and Aniko's followers don't find it amazing at all and are blasting the couple, calling the idea shameful and ignorant instead. And Kate Beckinsale underwent a facial for the first time last week that uses an epidermal growth factor serum that has stem cells cultivated from the discarded foreskin of South Korean infants.
Yummy!
South Korean infant foreskin is going all over Kate Beckinsale's face.
Would you try that?
I mean, I am a sucker for all things anti-aging. The 45-year-old actress wrote that the results are more appealing than the ingredients. Alongside a picture of her makeup-free face, the mother of one told her fans on Instagram, "After a long flight, I do like to lie down and be covered in a mask of liquefied cloned foreskins. Who doesn't?" Does that sound fun?
I don't. I'm sorry, but women lead the forefront of this one. But when it comes to these beauty standards and techniques that you're willing to try and do, can we just say no to certain things?
I'm telling you right now, it is a matter of time before we get a Keeping Up with the Kardashians episode of Kim Kardashian trying out this facial, because she loves weird facials like that.
I would do that before I would do Botox.
Oh, no, I would do Botox. I have done
tomorrow to do it.
I love Botox. I would absolutely do Botox again. I've just been waiting, trying to look for a good plastic surgeon to do it, but I have been wanting Botox again. I would do that before the foreskin.
Do we have to say we know what it is?
What do you want me to call it? The crumb?
Maybe tip? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't want to imagine that.
That is the garbage.
Are they, by the way, looking for adult stuff? I'll donate some.
Gross.
Okay, thank you so much right there. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Excuse me while I go throw up.